full of music. When dancing meant freedom and memories were made on the dance floor, Trends presents Retro Night, a night to remember. This Friday the 13th, we celebrate the good old days, the 80s, 90s, and noughties, all in one unforgettable night at the Lusaka Municipal Sports Club Members Lounge. We've got surprise DJs on the night, and it's just 100 kwacha. The best part, all proceeds go towards the Club Terrace Kitchen Initiative. So come dressed retro, come ready to dance, and relive the moments that made us who we are. It's the Retro Night, presented by Trends at Munich. Then, now, always.
The headlines. Government addresses the maternal mortality at Chilenge Hospital, and DEC cautions the Pitaoke learners against substance abuse. The Ministry of Health has regretted the two maternal death incidents that occurred at Kanyama and Chilenge First Level Hospitals, respectively. Ministry of Health Assistant Director for Clinical Care, Richard Nsakanya, stated that in the case of the Kanyama First Level Hospital, the nurse was at fault as she mislabeled the mother and child. Dr. Nsakanya explained that this was what led to the whole misunderstanding, which was later resolved. He was speaking in Lusaka during the national cholera situation and other priority public health threats when journalists requested an update over the matter. And Lusaka Provincial Health Director Simuliamana Chonga revealed that reports over the Chilenge incidents have been compiled and will be shared with senior management for further action. Dr. Chonga indicated that when an incident of such happens, there is a procedure that includes investigations and post-mortem to establish the actual cause of death. He has since assured the public that the matter is being evaluated, but that there is certain background information that cannot be disclosed to the public to respect the dignity of the deceased. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has cautioned learners in Pitaoke District of Eastern Province against substance abuse. DEC Education and Counseling Department Program Officer Evelyn Mbewe explained that substance abuse had a lot of adverse effects on one's health, and its effects were worse in children, hence the need to desist from the vice. Ms. Mbewe was speaking during a sensitization session against substance abuse with pupils from Pitaoke Day Secondary. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
Hundreds of demonstrators have gathered again in the Australian city of Sydney to protest over the police response to a rally against the visit by Israel's president. Nearly 30 people were arrested and 10 officers were assaulted at a vigil organised by the Palestine Action Group in Sydney on Monday night. Video has emerged showing police charging and punching demonstrators at the rally. Indonesia has confirmed that it's offering up to 8,000 troops to take part in the planned multinational peacekeeping force for Gaza. But the spokesman for Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto said that no terms of deployment or areas of operation have been agreed. President Macron has warned that European Union states must pull together in the face of what he calls an openly anti-European US administration. He said American threats and intimidation were not over.
The U.S. dollar is trading at 18 kwacha 80 pongwe. Greek British pound 25 kwacha 70 pongwe. The euro 22 kwacha 40 pongwe. And the South African rand 1 kwacha 18 pongwe. Please take note, these rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. They are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Now to the Winter Olympics. Milan Cortina 2026 organizers have identified a reason for the state of broken medals at the Winter Olympics and said any athletes affected will have their fix. Two of the USA's gold medalists, Lindsey Johnson and Alisa Liu, revealed the ribbons had come away from their medals soon after they received them. Johnson, who won gold in the women's downhill alpine skiing, showed her broken medal at the post-event news conference. Liu highlighted a similar issue in a video on social media after she won gold as part of the USA squad in the Stuttgart Stadium team event. The issue also affected the German team, who won bronze in the biathlon. Lusaka is cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm mainly later. Not as warm as yesterday, with a temperature peaking at 23 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be overcast with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm late, with the temperature dropping to as low as 16 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Government addresses maternal mortality at Chilengi Hospital and DEC cautions therapy learners against substance abuse. My name is Terence Makondo.